are about to experience Jackson Schneider Presents, produced by the Vero Esinyahad and sponsored by Hebrew Nation Radio. Vero Yahad is an Essene Azedekai think tank. We produce new translations of scriptures, promote ancient texts that have something to do with the Nazarene Israelite faith, and promote the study of Hebraic roots, the origins of Christianity, and the very best parts of both faiths. I am your host this evening, Boyan Trumkoff, and this is Jackson Schneider Presents.
Greetings, felicitations, and Shabbat Shalom to all online here, U.S. scenes in the dispersion. Hello, welcome back, Marcio. What a beautiful day we have here in Florida. Rained all night, nice and cool. New York City. Hello, Tommy. Peter's on this morning. Grayson and Suzette. What a thrill. Grayson, in this forum, you can't talk back unless I give you permission. Excuse me. All right, let's get started today with our Shabbat service. I'd like to make an announcement again about boot camp coming up the 1st through the 8th of May, and I think we're actually going to get together, quite a few of us, before the 1st of May, probably around April 27th, 28th. Some folk are coming early to help set up or to have extra classes, and that's exciting. Several people want to get there real early so they can get as much as they can, and I'm thrilled about that. Teaching this time, Onya Carlson will be there, and he'll be teaching the Dead Sea Scrolls. Brad Brink is going to be there, and Brad's online today. He's teaching Nazarene Acts, or maybe the Didache, I can't remember for sure. Maybe both of them, because the guy that was going to teach the other one might not be there. And let's see who else we have. Rex Harris is going to teach meditation. He's going to try to leave yoga out of it this time. Commander Lee wants to teach worship. So he and I are teaming up on learning worship from the Hebrew words for praise. Let me see who else is scheduled on there. Robert Eisenman is going to make an appearance via satellite. Couple more, I'm not remembering right now, but that's par for the course. Daniel Ben Avraham is going to be preaching a short message every morning, and we will start with the Eucharist each morning. That's exciting too. We're going to try to make this a little more spiritual worship time, and we should have some family time and some outdoor time if we have the right weather up there on the mountain. And as I mentioned before, get to Nashville. The rest is on us, with the exception of food, and in the Essene way, we're going to pitch in there for that. So I understand that some folk here are bringing carloads of food, which I heard last night, and it really made me happy, because that's always, always a wonder, especially when you're in such a secluded place as Goshen Mountain. You've got to go quite a way to stock up on your food. But I am looking forward to it big time. And I think that after that's over, we might take another road trip. And thinking about going up 75 again, going over to maybe even Iowa and coming back down. Oh, Jasmine, you're going to love it. You will love it. Love it, love it. So I put out an email to those that are going yesterday, and I'm going to put out another one today with the syllabus on it and the schedule, and that will come a little later, and to help you kind of get accustomed to how we're going to do things. The way I understand it now is there are beds for everybody up there, but we are overcrowded, so we've got children probably going to be sleeping on air mattresses, I suspect, but we got a bunch of kids coming this time too, which is a surprise. Well, we've got a youth minister set up, so we're going to be doing youth ministry as well, so the parents won't have to be constantly trying to entertain their kids. And let's see what else. I think I put in that letter the coordinates, GPS coordinates for Goshen Mountain, and if you want to kind of look on the map about where it is, you'll want to look up Hohenwald, Tennessee. Because that's the nearest town. Little town there. All right, if you have your Siddurt for today, you can get that at jspresents.org. Look on the upper right hand, there'll be a link there to the Siddur, the service, down a couple inches on that page. It wouldn't hurt you just to print that off. All right, I assume that you've got it. And so officially, I extend greetings to you and a happy Boker Tov. The Veroes Sin Yahad declares it's dedicated to keep the Shabbat, to love the name, to hold fast the covenant. Yahweh says of his faithful, these I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all tribes. Our Heavenly Father is committed to regathering his children, an affirmation of the Sovereign Yahweh. I will gather yet others to them besides those already gathered. The Shabbat is a Yom Tov, or a Yom Kadosh, that requires certain steps to fulfill it. Bear in mind that Yahweh has given you the Shabbat, Exodus 16:29. Remember the Shabbat day by keeping it holy. 6 days you will labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Shabbat, a pause to Yahweh your Elohim. On it you will do no work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that's in them, but he paused on the seventh day. Therefore Yahweh blessed the Shabbat day and made it Kadosh. 6 days will work be done, but on the seventh day is a Shabbat of solemn rest, a sacred assembly. You will do no work. It's a Shabbat to Yahweh and all your dwelling places. And there are the two requirements. One is that you take a pause or a rest, and the second is that you have a holy convocation, or in this case, a sacred assembly from Leviticus 23:3. If you keep your feet from breaking the Shabbat and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Shabbat a delight in Yahweh's holy day, honorable, if you honor it by not seeking your own interest and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in Yahweh, and I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father, Yaakov, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. Yahshua ben Adam reminds us, have you not read in the Torah, then on the Shabbat day the priests in the temple break the Sabbath and are innocent? But I say to you that something greater than the temple is here. The reason that we add Matthew 12:5-6 to the liturgy is that some of us are compelled to work on this day. All ministers, they take over the Levitical priesthood such as it was. They have to work because this is the work day for us. Some people have told me they have to work the secular job on the Sabbath. And is it appropriate to wear tzitzit? The answer is yes. Wear your tzitzit. Wear them and be a witness if you have to work on the Shabbat. And pray that Yahweh gives you a better job that you won't have to. So we begin with a tzitzit. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvato V'tzivanu L'hitabeva Tzitzit. That wasn't too good. Atef Ba Tzitzit. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to wrap ourselves in tzitzit. Hope you've got them on today. And everybody said, blessed is Yahweh, O my being. Yahweh, my Elohim, you are very great. You have donned majesty and splendor, cloaked in light as with a garment, stretching out the heavens like a curtain. For the sake of the unification of the Holy One, blessed is he, and his presence in fear and love to unify the name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, in perfect unity. In the name of all Israel, I have wrapped my body in tzitzit, so may my being, my 248 organs, and my 365 sinews be wrapped in the illumination of tzitzit, which has the numerical value of 613. And the talit, just as I cover myself with a talit in this world, so may I merit the beautiful cloak in the world to come, in the Garden of Eden. Through the commandment of Tzitzit, may my life force, spirit, being, and prayer be rescued from the external forces. May the Talit spread its wings over them and rescue them like an eagle rousing his nest, fluttering over his eaglets. May the commandment of Tzitzit be worthy before the Holy One, blessed is he, as if I had fulfilled in it all its details, implications, and intentions, as well as the 613 commandments that are dependent upon it. And everyone says, Amen. How precious is your loving kindness, O Elohim, and the children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. May they be satisfied from the abundance of your house, and may you give them to drink from the river of your delights, for with you is the fountain of light. In your light, we see light. Extend your mercy to those that know you, and your justice to the upright of heart. Oh, yes, I will dwell in the shadow of your wings. I will know of the peace your love can bring. Night will fall, but I will not be afraid when I dwell in the shadow of your wings. Ma tovu oheleka Yaakov, mishkenotka Israel, va'ani brav haskra avo veteka, eshtahava el hekal kodeshka beyir ateka, Yahweh ahavti mon betika umkom mishkan kavodika, va'ani eshtahave ve'ekra evrka, ilfei Yahweh osi, va'ani tefali leka Yahweh et ratzon, Elohim barav Hasdeka Aneni Ba'emet Yesheka. And we all chime in. How lovely are your tents, O Yaakov, your dwelling place, O Israel. Yahweh, through your abundant kindness, I will enter your house. In awe, I will bow down toward your holy sanctuary. Yahweh, I love the house where you dwell and the place where your glory resides. I will prostrate myself and bow. Bend the knee before Yahweh, my maker. As for me, may my prayers to you, Yahweh, be at the right time. In your abundant righteousness, answer me with the truth of your salvation. And for the Shokan, he who abides forever, exalted and holy is his name, and it is written, Sing joyfully, you righteous, to Yahweh. It is befitting for the upright to praise him. By the mouth of the upright you will be lauded. By the words of the righteous you will be blessed. By the tongue of the pious you will be exalted. In the midst of the holy you will be sanctified. And before we read the Yitzhak, let's have a little song.
Let us go up into the dwelling of Yahweh. I was so glad to hear them ask us all to go. Our feet were standing in your gates, O Jerusalem. For the tribes go up, the tribes of Yah make their ascent. Oh, twice or thrice in every year. It's an ordinance in all of Israel, Torah. Son of Yahweh, Yahweh, give thanks, all you tribes, make peace. Come and go with me to my father's house, to my father's house. Let us go up into the dwelling of Yahweh. I was so glad to hear them ask us all to go. Our feet were standing at your gate, O Jerusalem. For the thrones command, the thrones are set apart for judging, judging rightly every time, by the ordinance of all of Israel, Torah, Torah. All thrones in the great house of David, David, all thrones stand in that great house. Come and go with me to my father's house, to my father's house. Let us go up into the dwelling of Yahweh. I was so glad to hear them ask us all to go. Our feet were standing in your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us pray for peace in all the regions of the city. Peace abide within your walls, and prosperity within the fortress, brothers. Sisters, cry out and let peace rest in you, for the sake of the house of Yahweh. waited all these centuries, oh Father, to see your face again. Our strength has failed, our bones have failed. We bid you come again. We beg you come again.
Thank you. You can request an album or a CD. Probably got 15 or 20 of those Elohims on it. You're welcome to have it. Just send me an email if you want it. VeroYahad@gmail.com. I'll send you a sampler. Let's go back to the liturgy now. We are down to the unison reading, How Lovely Are Your Tents. Let's read that together. How lovely are your tents, O Yaakov, your dwelling place, O Israel. Yahweh, through your abundant kindness I will enter your house, and I will bow down before your set-apart sanctuary. Yahweh, I love the house where you dwell, and the place where your glory resides. I will prostrate myself, bend the knee before Yahweh, my Maker. As for me, may my prayers to you, O Yahweh, be at the right time. Yahweh, in your abundant righteousness, answer me with the truth of your salvation. He who abides forever, exalted and holy is his name, and it is written, sing joyfully, you righteous, to Yahweh. It's befitting for the upright to praise him. By the mouth of the upright, you will be lauded. By the words of the righteous, you will be blessed. By the tongue of the pious, you will be exalted, and in the midst of the holy, you will be sanctified. And all said, may Yahweh be praised forever, our King. Unto you we offer blessings and thanksgiving from this time and forever. Blessed are you, Yahweh Elohim, King, exalted through praises, Elohim of thanksgiving, Master of wonders, who chooses musical songs of praise, King, Elohim, Giver of life to the world.
Yahweh.
Ashiandalahai, Pratio Koshiandalashiata, Yandalokotia Shata, Yokandalia Hayo, Prandola Potia.
Now we are at the Yishtabak. It will become superb in the liturgy, and read with me. May Yahweh be praised forever, our King. Unto you we offer blessing and thanksgiving from this time and forever. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Elohim, King exalted through praises, Elohim of thanksgiving, Master of wonders, who chooses musical songs of praise, King Elohim, giver of life to the world. Next we have a responsive reading. Please read the bolded print. Barku et Yahweh Hamavorach. Barku et Yahweh Hamavorach Leolam Vayeh. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Remember the Shabbat day to keep it holy. 6 days you will labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Shabbat to Yahweh your Elohim. On it you will not do any work. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that's in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore Yahweh blessed the Shabbat day and made it holy. Speak to the children of Israel. You must observe my Shabbat. This will be a sign between me and you for the generations to come, so you may know that I am Yahweh who makes you holy. And with me, the Israelites are to observe the Shabbat, celebrating it for the generations to come as a lasting covenant. It will be a sign between me and the Israelites forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he abstained from work and rested. From one new month to another, and from one Shabbat to another, all humankind will come and bow down before me, says Yahweh. Amen. Mikamoka Baalim Yahweh. Mikamoka Nador Bakadesh Loratelo Jose Fela. Jose Fela. Who is like you, Yah, among the Elohim? Who is like you, O Yah? There's none else. You are awesome in praises, doing wonder. Yahweh, who is like you? Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Elohim, and the Elohim of our forefather. Elohim of Avraham, Elohim of Yitzchak, Elohim of Yaakov. The great, mighty, and awesome Elohim, the supreme Elohim, who bestows beneficial kindness and creates everything, who recalls the kindness of the patriarch and brings a redeemer to their children's children for his name's sake and with love. And everybody said, O King, helper, savior, and shield, blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Yes, blessed are you, Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, who's given us the way of salvation. Salvation in King Messiah Yeshua. Shema Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Leolam Vayed. And let us all perform the Shema. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our Elohim, Yahweh is all in all. Blessed be the authoritative name of his kingdom forever and ever. You will love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your being and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hand and bind them on your forehead. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gate. And as you love your neighbor as yourself. Now we bless Yahweh as we fulfill the commandment to hear the Kol Shofar. Hit it. It's now my privilege to introduce to you Elder Art Wolfenson of the Vero Yahad. He lives near Atlanta, and we may be doing some feasts up at his place. I hope so. It's a beautiful place that we've done feasts before. He's there with his beautiful wife, Gail, and he's all revved up and ready to go. So I am going to turn off my Talk Now button, and Brother Art, if you want to click Talk Now, you'll be on. Thank you, sir.
Hello, everybody. Today I want to teach you, the message is called Shabbat, the gateway to Yahweh's presence. I got this from Facebook. The world loves Christmas, Easter, and Halloween. The world hates Shabbat, Passover, and Sukkot. Another one from Facebook. It's Shabbat. It's a time to relax. It's a time to rejoice. It's a time to pray. It's a time to praise. It's a time for us to enjoy Yahweh's presence. There's many verses that mention Shabbat. Isaiah 56, Isaiah 58, Isaiah 66, 23, Ezekiel 20, verses 12 and 20. Ezekiel 44, verse 24. Ezekiel 45, 17. Ezekiel 46, verses 1 through 3. For about 14 years, my wife and I were on a 24-hour Shabbat, sundown to sundown of the following day. There are others of you that might be on the Boker, the morning to evening Shabbat, roughly 12 hours. Do you know how many hours we have in a week to get things done, be it going to the grocery store, getting gas for the car, cleaning the house, cooking, etc.? Looking at a 24-hour Shabbat, we have the 24 Shabbat, and then we have 6 days of 24 hours, which equal 144 hours in a week, other than the Kadosh Shabbat day. Break this down into minutes, and we have 8,640. And to break this down even further, we have 518,400 seconds. Just think how many 100-yard dashes of 10 seconds we could make throughout the week. And if we add the 24 hours of Shabbat, we have 1,440 minutes and 86,400 seconds in which we can worship Yahweh, our Creator. Now, looking at the 12 hours Shabbat, the Boker, the morning Shabbat to evening, we have 156 hours in the week, 9,360 minutes, 561,000 seconds throughout the week to go grocery shopping, putting gas in our cars, mowing the lawn, cleaning the house, and doing everything that needs to be done. Don't you think we have more than enough time to do this? Now, looking at the 12 hours Shabbat minutes, or 43,200 seconds, to which we cannot sit still praising our Abba, and we have to use part of this time to write each other on Facebook, go to the store, buy groceries, go to the gas station, put gas in our cars, cook our meals, when we could be enjoying Abba's presence, we are in a sense compromising and doing our own thing. More scriptures on Shabbat. Genesis 2, 1 through 3. That's where Yahweh made the heaven and the earth in 6 days. The seventh day he rested. Exodus 20, 8 through 11. Exodus 23, 12. Exodus 31, 13 through 17. Leviticus 26, 2. Deuteronomy 5, 12 through 16. Leviticus 23, 1 through 3. It seems that with so many scriptures telling us to honor, guard, keep the Shabbat, and we don't, then I question, where do we stand in following Yahweh and keeping his commandments? In other words, what are our priorities? Is Yahweh first or second in what we want to do? Now, I've been hearing a lot about various gateways as per prayer watches in the morning, afternoon, and evening. As I have contemplated these things, I am beginning to see and experience an opening in the Shamayim, the heavens, into which we can enter into Yahweh's presence for an hour in the morning, afternoon, and evening. And by entering in, we can ask, what will we require? It's almost like there's an opening where he says, come to me, to worship me, to pray to me, and there's a gate, this gate opens up for us to go in and enter in, ask our petitions, and he's there opening for us. A key verse for the day is Ezekiel 46, verses 1 through 3. This is from the New American Standard Bible. Thus says Yahweh, the gate of the inner court facing east shall be shut the 6 working days, but it shall be opened on the Shabbat day and opened on the day of the new moon. And the prince shall enter by way of the porch of the gate from outside and stand by the post of the gate. Then the priest shall provide his burnt offering and his peace offering, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate and then go out. But the gate shall not be shut evening. The people of the land shall also worship at the doorway of that gate before Yahweh on the Shabbats and on the new moons. So my thought is this. If I am getting this right, I see that the outer court is opened, which faces east. Look, I don't know if you guys know it or not, but the tabernacle, the outer court door from the Holy of Holies faces east, but when you look at it, it faces west. Looking further in, we see the Holy of Holies, or the most kadosh place, and we see it facing west, but at the same time, it faces east. If the Shabbat is a day when the court is open for us, is it not also the same for the eye of Yahweh to peer into our hearts and see us for who we are? Does he not require that we walk kadosh before him and that we take heed and guard, keep, honor the Shabbat? In a sense, we have something called an opening, gate, portal, to which we can enter into an otherwise unattainable relationship with Yahweh. In this portal, we have something called an open heaven that is available to each of us that desire to seek him with a pure heart. Reading on in Psalm 100, It says, shout joyfully to Yahweh, all the earth. Serve Yahweh with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that Yahweh himself is Yahweh. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to Yahweh, bless his name. For Yahweh is good, his loving kindness is everlasting. That means Le'olam Va'ed, and his faithfulness to all generations. In Psalm 122:1, it says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of Yahweh. Now, looking back over the verses and what I've shared with you, do you not think that we need to take a good look at what our Abba wants to do for each of us, if only we would enter into his presence? Today, the gate is open. Not tomorrow, not next week, not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Today, the gate's open. It's a gate into his presence. He wants something of us to enter into him. Today the gate is open. What will you do? Will you go to the grocery store? Will you get gas for your car? Will you watch TV? Will you go to Bojangles or some other fast food place and get your fill? Will you stay at home and get on the computer and do whatever? Or will you enter into the fullness that Yahweh has in store for you? Jacob's inheritance on you, your family, your home, your community, your city, your state, your country, this earth. Could it be that the people of Yahweh have forsaken the Shabbat for far too long, and we haven't utilized it as a time to relax, to rejoice, to pray, to praise, and to enjoy Yahweh's presence? Amen.
Amen. Art, that was wonderful. Just about perfect. Just about perfect. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his Elohim, as he did aforetime. Today, if you will hear his voice, from Hebrews, I think, chapter 4, and Jasmine says, Hallelujah! That's what I say as we get ready to close the service with prayer. I wonder if you have a prayer request today that we can lift up. If you do, please type it in. We don't have to pray that Art be awesome. He already is. Oh, Sarah? There's Sarah. And she has a Canadian flag. Well, welcome to you. It's very nice to have you here. Shalom. Shalom. Requests? Requests? All right. Let us pray. Father Yahweh, in the sky, we lift you up today and glorify your name through our liturgy and prophecy today. How very fortunate we are to be here with the like-minded, here with the lovers of Elohim, here with those that revere the Son of Man and coming King. So many are lonely today. So many have no place to fulfill that holy convocation requirement. We pray for those in Nazarene Israel that are lonely and without fellowship today. And we pray for so many of those widows that we talk to via the phone and email who are just wishing to have fellowship in their town with like-minded. I just pray now that you would be so kind as to spread this movement and this worship opportunity out among the many, not that our name might be glorified, but that yours might be glorified. For what we do for you. What we do, what we live for you. And on this particular day, those of us who work, we work harder for you. Those of us who rest, we get together with those of like mind to be in fellowship and in one accord, that is Yahad, for at least a short time during the busy week here on the Shabbat. I pray for everyone that's on here today, every single one as I look down the list. I pray that you would bestow blessings on each head, that you would keep them safe, that you would keep each one in your word, and not only that, but that you would give each one a double favor of assurance today, that they might walk forth in not only unity, but the power of overcoming their personal problems in order to give you their priority time and this upcoming week. We ask that you bless the Ahad in general, all those on the Facebook site. We ask that you might even bring them into a greater knowledge of you and certainly a greater spirituality. And even as we prepare to go to the boot camp here in a couple of weeks, we ask you to empower and strengthen those that we sent before to prepare the way for the rest of us, that is Rex and Tammy and Jesse and Sylvia. We pray that you give them power and anointing. We also pray that you might send a couple more up there early to help them out. There's so much to be done in so little time. I also ask you to give me divine unction so that I and the other teachers will be prepared to teach and do so in a dynamic fashion that'll bring forth real results for you in the kingdom. And most of all, I pray that we would all be bestowed with the gift of faith sharing. We might make this word a common word in our communities and in our nation. And if we dare pray, we ask that this movement might turn hearts everywhere as we get closer and closer to the time of your appearing, of your parousia, of your presence here. And in the meantime, we give you thanks and praise for the rest of the day and ahead of time for the rest of the week. Let all go well. Let our wonderful Savior shine through in everything we do. Correct us, yet give us the power to be sinless and assured of our place and destiny in Ha'olam Vayed. Again, blessings, honor, and glory in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We pray you, Amen. This concludes the Veracine Yahad service for the Shabbat. Join us again if you have the time at 3:30. We're going to look at caves and tombs. I got disconnected, but I'm back, I think. Am I back?
Yeah.
I don't see any microphone here.
I hear you.
Oh, and so, let's sedur. Es finito. Goodbye. See you soon.
That's all.
This is your host. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our variety show, Jackson Snyder Presents. This is a presentation of the Vero Essene Yahad in Vero Beach, Florida. If you would like more information about today's broadcast, email jackson@hebrewnation.net or visit hebrewnationonline.com. Until we meet again, may Yahweh keep you safe and close to home.